Scott Kelby is the author of the number one digital photography book of all time, of history, in history. This is the guy that has sold more digital photo books or a book on digital photography than anybody else. He's got a great blog at scottkelby.com. Is the guy who created the National Association of Photoshop Professionals. He has a bunch of people that help him out every year for the Photoshop World Convention and is with us on the line. Scott, great to have you on.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Andy.
We're excited because we're coming up again yet on another Photoshop World in Las Vegas. What number is this make now? How many have you been doing of these?
Oh, geez, I think it's like number 16. But wow. I really lose track.
Wow. Well, you know, Photoshop has come a long way since the early days, and with so many features and so many things that they're adding to Photoshop CS3 Extended and now coming soon, Photoshop CS4, this is a very important conference for the beginner and the experienced user.
Oh, yeah. We realized early on that we get everybody. We get everybody from professionals who've been using Photoshop for 10, 12 years to literally people who bought Photoshop 6 weeks ago. We actually have a pre-conference session the day before Photoshop World just for beginners so they can kind of get up to speed and then take advantage of most of the conference.
Now, these are also these pre-conference workshops are also for people who have decided, I want to be a wedding photographer, or people that have been doing it that maybe are missing out on a few tips and tricks, especially nature photography with Moose Peterson. They get a chance to actually see how the master works, and he'll give them tips to make them better photographers.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, those pre-conference workshops are just incredible. I mean, you're out there not just with Moose, but you're with Joe McNally, who is, I mean, these two together are two of the big powerhouses in our whole, photography industry right now.
Yeah.
And you're right alongside them. It's a small group. You're out on location. And you'll learn stuff that day that you just can't learn any other way. It's just an amazing experience. And like you said, the wedding photography thing, we actually, have a bride and a groom. We go to a church. We do an on-location shoot with one of today's hottest wedding photographers. And I describe it this way because I went to it one time a couple years ago in Vegas. I went to the wedding one.
Yeah.
And I went to it, and I was just amazed. And I came back, and my friends asked me, how was it? I said, honestly, it's like he's walking around and he's stuffing money in their pockets. Because it wasn't just, here's how to shoot.
Right.
It was, here's the shot that the bride's family's going to buy. Here's the shot that the bride wants. Here's how to shoot this so you get 50 prints. It was the business and photography of wedding, and it was just brilliant. It's just fantastic.
Well, it is a huge business, not only that area of it, but graphics and many people doing, working for companies where they've got to create flyers and websites and even video now for their companies. Not only is photography kind of the subject at Photoshop World, it's everything that surrounds it.
Oh, it's everything. Of course, web design is very big. We have a whole track just on video, so a lot of video guys are there just for the video aspects of it. And we cover everything from graphic design to a bunch of niche topics like lenticular printing and scanning and all these different things. We have like, I think it's like 80-something classes, 84
wow.
classes or 85 classes, and you get to choose, there's multiple tracks going on, and you say, okay, well, I want to go learn about scanning, and then next hour I'm going to go learn about Adobe Flash. So there's a little bit of everything there.
Yeah, we talked to Matt not too long ago, too. If it's one of those things where you can't attend every class, you get this huge book, like 900 pages plus, of all of the tips that the instructors have kind of shared with the class.
Yeah, but here's the thing about Matt. Matt drinks very heavily. You really can't go by what he says. No, I'm totally kidding. No, Matt's absolutely right. I mean, we get conference evaluations at the end of the conference, and people are going, that book was worth me coming, because
yeah.
It's all the notes from every class that has notes in all of Photoshop world. And it does. It looks like a phone book. But, my gosh, it's all right there. And people, I talk to people that say, I have 16 of those books. I've got them all. I've kept every one. Because they're amazing reference guides. And it's like the conference in a book.
Well, let's talk about books as well. I mean, I think you have now the number one best-selling digital photography book that's on the market, correct?
Well, yeah, it's the best-selling book in history, in digital
yeah.
photography history. So I was really excited about that. I sure didn't plan to become that, but for some reason, it just really, really struck a chord with photographers.
Yeah.
And
well, even in new computer users, Scott, I mean, we talk about digital photography on the show, and it just lights the fire. I mean, the phones just light up with people asking questions about, you know, how do they do this? What camera to buy? This is an area where people are still learning.
Yeah, and you know what? I basically handled the book like you and I are out on a shoot. Okay?
Yeah.
And if you ask me a question on a shoot, if you said, hey, Scott, I want that flower to be in focus, but I want the background to be way out of focus, I wouldn't say, you know, Andy, let me tell you about exposure and the relationship between shutter speed and aperture. And I wouldn't give you a lecture about photography. I go, look, dude, set your camera to f2.8, aim at the flower, and fire.
Yeah,
and
there
so
you go.
That's what I did in this book. I didn't go into all the technical stuff because every book goes into that. I thought, you know what? I'm going to treat this like it's you and me on a shoot. You ask me a question, I'm going to tell you just like I told you if we were out there together. And I think that's why it's resonated with readers so much.
Very good. Now, obviously, you can't be running around to every single class in Las Vegas, so you have a team of people that are instructors there. Can you tell us a little bit about the team?
Yeah. There's about 41 instructors. And it's, you know, they all have their specialties, and they all have, I mean, I handpicked the instructors myself, and I pick people that I know that are passionate about teaching, that what drives them and what gets them out of bed in the morning is sharing what they learned, the coolest new thing, and what gets them excited. And these are literally a dream team of the best photographers, Photoshop instructors, graphic designers, and web designers in the world.
Yeah.
And it's what makes Photoshop so special because they're the most approachable, great. It's like a family. There's like a buzz around this conference, and everybody that goes there says the same thing. It's not just a conference, it's not a seminar, it's an event. And it's because you've got all these people who love Photoshop, all these instructors who can't wait to tell you what they've known. And it's everybody from, of course, I mentioned Joe McNally, Moose Peterson, Ben Wilmore, Julianne Cost, Bert Monroy. It just, the list goes on and on and on. If you go to the Photoshop World website, of course, there's a list of all of the instructors. But these are people who just, they're passionate about this stuff. They're crazy about this stuff, and they can't wait to share what they've learned with the attendees that come.
Will we get a preview of what's going to be coming from, say, Adobe's Photoshop CS4 package?
You know, I don't really know. Of course, Adobe generally uses the opening keynote at Photoshop World to, you know, showcase new technology. Sometimes they've announced new software during the keynote. Sometimes they give you just a sneak peek. So it's, you never know what they're going to do, and it's totally up to them. I would love for them to show the next version of Photoshop, but I have no idea what they're going to do until literally like the day before I get a packet and say, here's what our presentation is. But I do know that John Loiacono is the guy doing the presentation. He's been doing our keynotes here for the last 2 years because he is the ultimate keynote presenter, and he's not just a tremendous presenter, but he has enough power at Adobe. way up the food chain to sneak peek stuff that nobody else can.
Well, I know last year during Vegas, we got a chance to see the new Photoshop logo, which was very cool. Some great things that we saw. There were some great things we learned as well. Now, this is the second one you've done this year. The first one in Orlando. How did that one go?
Oh, it was great. It was our biggest Florida expo ever. We do one actually on the East Coast and the West Coast. So we do it twice a year, 6 months apart. And it was great. Orlando is a tremendous venue.
Yeah.
You know, with Disney and the whole nine yards right there. And it's just the convention center's great. We had just, it was one of my favorite ones ever. I did spend the entire conference basically in a cast the day before I fractured my foot. So I did get to ride around a little cart. Maybe that's why I enjoyed it so much. It was a lot easier than walking around the convention center.
Now, you just got back from Italy as well. Are we going to see any photos at Photoshop World of some of the stuff that you shot while you were there?
You know, I hate to say this, but I'm working on another book.
Ah.
I'm trying not to wear out the photos from Italy, so when everybody gets the book, they're like, oh, I've seen these photos to death. So I did show some of them on my blog at scottkelby.com. Every day, like I posted 4 days worth of, you know, here was Venice, here was, you know, Genoa, different places. But that's all I'm going to show at this point because, you know, if you show everybody your photos when the time the book comes out, it all seems like old news. So it's not easy to do to hoard them, but I kind of have to do that sometimes.
I got to tell you, it's a great blog, too, because not only do you cover great tips for photographers, but also kind of the stuff that photographers should be thinking about in the business, like copyright and stuff that happens when you're out shooting somewhere and the cops come up and say, do you have a permit? I love that whole section.
Oh, you know, well, what's wild is I'm out there on the road a lot. You know, I do the live seminars, and I do these photo walks and all this different stuff, and I hear what people's questions are firsthand. I'm not you know, tucked away in a building, or I'm right out there with everybody else, and I hear the same questions again and again and again. So it's kind of an unfair advantage because I can take the questions that people are asking me, you know, when I'm doing my seminar in Baltimore, and the next day I can address some of those right on my blog. So it's great to be able to have this kind of pipeline, and luckily I've got so many instructors and photographers that are friends. Like I did just recently with this copyright stuff, be able to call Jack Resnicki and Ed, this copyright attorney, Ed Greenberg, who speaks to the Photoshop world, and say, guys, I'm getting inundated with questions about copyright. Can you come on the show and do something? And so it's that's been just a tremendous advantage to be able to translate directly from the questions and get an answer out there quickly.
Awesome. So are you going to be having some fun, or is the man going to get back together like they did last year, and are you going to be doing the In-N-Out run?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, my band Big Electric Cat is playing at the House of Blues this year.
Oh, cool!
One set. It's you know, we're old. We can only learn 8 or 9 songs a year. So we're going to be playing one set at House of Blues, and then traditionally after Midnight Madness, Matt and I go to In-N-Out Burger, and the amount of people that wind up going to In-N-Out Burger keeps growing and growing.
Oh yeah!
So we all go to In-N-Out Burger, and then we come back to Mandalay Bay and play craps.
Dude.
The only time I get to gamble the whole time I'm there is the only time I get to In-N-Out Burger the whole time I'm there. So it's a very special night for me.
Dude, I got to tell you, we opened an In-N-Out Burger here in Tucson, and we had a line for 4 hours. It was crazy.
It's crazy, but it's the best burger anywhere.
It really
and
is.
And it's cheap. It's not like, you know, a $7 burger and it's a really great burger. I mean, it's a phenomenon. When you're out, and I started going out to a mountain in California, and one day I drove by one between San Francisco and San Jose, and I look, and there's like a line of cars, and I'm like, are they giving stuff away? It's like, what's the deal? When we go to Vegas at 10:30 at night, I kid you not, if we're there at like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, there's 20 people in line in front of you.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? You gotta do a segment on how to shoot an In-N-Out Burger and make it look better.
The lighting is very good in there. I just need a reflector.
There you go.
People to redirect some of that light.
So, all right, so the conference pre-registration is ending August 1st. This is for people to save a few bucks on it. What's the cost afterwards, and why do they want to go ahead and do this now?
Well, yeah, if you sign up for August 1st, we have like this early bird special. You save $100 off. And so, you know, $100 is $100. So most people try to make sure they get in before that August 1st deadline. Let me tell you now, the early bird registration price is only $5.99 for the entire conference.
Yeah.
But if you wait, then it will go up $100. If you're a NAT member, it's $4.99. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you're not a NAT member and you go, you get a full NAT membership as part of your conference thing.
We became members this year. I'm sorry it took so long, but I'll tell you what, best thing in the world, man. The magazine, the website, so much information. And then, of course, you kind of get a little access to the Kelby training stuff, at least what's available. And that's also been phenomenal for you as well.
Yeah, you know, we did something new this year. We actually did a video, like a 2.5-hour class, to give NAT members an idea of what Photoshop World is really like. So they're little segments of a bunch of different people's classes and some interviews and some, like, here's what's going on in the Tech Expo and showing some products. So if you didn't get to go to Photoshop World, because we have 74,000 members in 129 countries around the world.
Wow.
So what we were able to do was give them a little peek, like here's some of the typography class and here's some of the on-location shooting, just so they can kind of see. And it's just for NAT members, but they got a, you know, like a 2.5-hour peek behind the curtain of what it's like to be at Photoshop World.
Awesome. Well, Scott, we can't wait. We're looking forward to it. Once again, it is taking place. This is, you got to mark your calendars, September 4th through 6th in Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay. And again, they get all the information on the website, photoshopuser.com. Your blog again, scottkelby.com. Hey, Scott, thanks so much for coming on the show, man.
Hey, absolutely my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.